The only good part about that was when Christmas came, they all thought they had to give you a present.
I bet you still got all kinds of stuff your students gave you, huh?
Yeah. Was it hard to teach 42? To keep them under control?
Well, you get used to anything, you know.
Wow.
42 is a lot. I can imagine. 42 9-year-olds. Wow. You're a brave woman.
I have to be brave.
I think discipline was a little stronger then than it is now.
I'm sure. It had to be. I mean, it's supposed to be now. But the children respected their teacher. And we didn't have the problems that they have now.
How did the kids change from the time you started teaching till when you finished teaching?
Well, we got the blacks. That changed everything, you know. But they're just as sweet as the others. If you find out how they've come up that far, and if you know the background of everybody, you can understand them.
Well, teachers were allowed to rule with a ruler.
They could spank.
Yes, I've patted the hand inside a time or two.
So you had a ruler?
Blistered the hand with it. But you know, that doesn't do any good. You have to talk it into them, and they have to believe it.
Did you have any strategies that you would use to help students learn? If you had any tips for teachers teaching today, what would it be?
Oh. More study, I guess. And teach them how to study. Children that don't know how to study, they don't learn as fast even after they get in college. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to study.
Yeah.
Would you help children after school that needed help sometimes?
Sometimes I would help them after school. We didn't have any teachers that would come in and help back then. Had to do it after school. And we got that straightened out with the parents, then they'd come after them late.
What did they need help in most of the time? What were the problems? Was it reading? Or
most math? Of the time it was reading that caused it all.
Because if you can't read, you can't do
anything. Can't do anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes it was math. That was a hard subject for some of them, learning the tables and all of that.
Oh yeah, in fourth grade, you were teaching them all the times.
I remember that. Would they have to, 2 times 2 is 4.
Did you make them stand up and say it out loud in class?
Once in a while. But they didn't know what day that was going to be.
Oh. I had a teacher that did that. If you did something bad, she'd say, you need to stand up and say the nines. And we'd say, oh, no. Get all upset.
Yeah, because the nines, that was getting towards the end of it.
The 8s and
hard.
The nines, you didn't want those.
And I went to the university. I couldn't go on a trip every 3 years like the other teachers that never did go to school and take a course, because I had sickness at home, and so I'd take a course every 3 years. And I took the new math. And I went back to school teaching my children the new math, and I made a hit with that because some of the teachers never heard of it.
So it made it easier for the students to learn?
Mm-hmm.
So you had students that were the stars.
And you sound like a really good teacher.
Oh.